Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
As human beings, we're all familiar with suffering. Sometimes it's minor, sometimes major. When Paul wrote his second letter to the Corinthians, he addressed the subject of suffering. In fact, he used the word suffering 10 times in just 5 verses. We can't look at every verse, but listen to what he wrote about the purpose we can see in suffering in this brief paragraph.
If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings that we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that as you share in the sufferings, so you will also share in the comfort.
Paul, of course, was writing out of his own experience, and here's the principle that comes from these verses. With God's help, we should view our afflictions as opportunities to encourage and comfort others who are suffering. But notice something else. Paul used plural pronouns all the way through these verses. Listen.
He comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction through the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
As members of Christ's family, let's remember that it's God's will that we face suffering together, bearing one another's burdens, encouraging one another, and helping one another through the difficult periods in our lives. Paul also wrote to the Corinthians, "If one member of Christ's body suffers, all the members suffer. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with them."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.